Sharp Power: China Forces Dolce & Gabbana to Apologize for Offensive Ad. By John Hayward on November 23, 2018. Italian luxury apparel company Dolce & Gabbana posted a videotaped apology on Chinese social media on Friday, apologizing for an ad many of their Chinese customers denounced as racist. In about a week, the company went from a popular choice in one of the world's largest markets for luxury items to tottering on the verge of extinction. Battered by a boycott campaign that grew faster than almost any comparable effort in the increasingly boycott-happy Western world, China remains the heavyweight champion of sharp power. The use of focused economic pressure to change the behavior of international corporations. In this case, it is unclear if the Chinese government took a hand in organizing the protests. Beijing has not been shy about advertising its involvement in previous sharp power offensives, usually employed to further Chinese foreign policy efforts such as isolating Taiwan. The Dolce & Gabbana sharp power saga began, ironically enough, with an internet advertising campaign intended to demonstrate how much the company treasures its Chinese customers. To this end, the company created a series of Instagram videos showing an Asian woman comically attempting to eat Italian food like pizza and cannoli with chopsticks while wearing a D&G dress. The ads were posted under the hashtag DG Loves China and were intended to promote the company's upcoming fashion show in Shanghai. Instagram is banned in China due to the authoritarian government's iron-fisted internet censorship. The regime grew concerned about Instagram after it figured prominently in 2014 pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong, but Chinese users had no problem seeing a chopsticks ad. Then they saw red, and it was not the red of the lovely dress worn by the Asian model in the videos. The anger was not entirely directed at the concept of the ad but also its little touches. From the stereotypical music playing in the background to the narrator's comical inability to pronounce the names of the Italian designers. The second stage of nuclear outrage detonation was achieved when a fashion blogger leaked what appeared to be a furious comment from company co-founder Stefano Gabbana, who expressed his frustration at China's ignorant dirty-smelling mafia and topped it off with a poo emoji. Dolce & Gabbana claimed that both its corporate account and that of Mr. Gabbana had been hacked and disavowed the messages. Gabbana made his statement on the controversy by posting a screen capture of his alleged racist messages with the words "Not Me" emblazoned over them in giant red block letters. The Shanghai Fashion Show, billed as the biggest event in D&G's history with more than 1,500 guests, was abruptly cancelled just hours before it was scheduled to begin. Gabbana and his partner, Domenico Dolce, posted an agonized statement insisting they love China and were heartbroken at the interpretation of their ad campaign as racist. By the end of the week, Dolce & Gabbana was temporarily closing retail stores in China and dealing with a protest by Chinese students in front of its flagship outlet in Milan. Department stores and websites based in China, and even a few foreign outlets that do a good deal of business in China, began dropping D&G products. "We believe that brands need to be aware of the cultural implications of their actions and understand the potential backlash when customers feel their values have been disrespected. Customers have been returning Dolce & Gabbana products to our stores. With respect to our customers, we have taken the decision to remove the brand from all stores in mainland China." Online and in Hong Kong, luxury department store Lane Crawford's president Andrew Keith said in a statement on Friday. Domenico Dolce and Stefano Gabbana posted a video on Chinese social media on Friday apologizing for the controversy, professing their deep respect for Chinese culture, and unabashedly begging for forgiveness. Social media analyst Jerry Claude of the Shanghai-based Resonance Agency told the Washington Post on Friday that the backlash against D&G felt more like organic grassroots anger than the centrally directed, politically motivated boycott campaigns of the past. "The incident can still be taken as a demonstration of how quickly Chinese markets can be shuttered to foreign companies, whether Beijing orders the outrage or merely indulges it." The Financial Times, FT, on Friday said the affair demonstrated the power of social media to unseat unwitting brands on a scale that senior fashion executives privately admit has left them shuddering. FT advised, "Dolce & Gabbana have long taken pride in their politically incorrect iconoclasm, especially the more outspoken half of the founding team, Stefano Gabbana. It only took a few days for the Chinese to bring them to their knees, almost literally.